All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the No Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. And today I wanted to do something interesting. I saw some people playing around with this and for like Star Wars stuff, and I was like, I should do this with wrestling stuff. So we're on this AI like thing today, search engine that obviously everybody knows AI's got a mind of its own. It's crazy. It's the future. It's going to be weird. But I figured we could basically go on today and ask AI some questions regarding wrestling stuff. And just see its accuracy, and then also see, like, type me a storyline and see what it comes up with. I thought it might be interesting just to see what the AI produces and the knowledge it has. I know it pretty much takes, like, source material from online and forms its own, like, thoughts and sentences. It's freaking crazy. But that's what we're going to be playing around with today. I don't know how this is going to go. We're just going to see what happens. And if you guys end up liking this video and you want to see me do another one, well, let me know what you want me to ask AI in the comment section below. But today we're just going to mess around and see what happens. All right. So I just want to start off with something easy here. So just because I want to get a feel of this, I was messing around with it a little bit beforehand and I typed in one thing and I was like, all right, that's kind of cool how I just like wrote all that. But I'm just going to like just for the video here. Let me get my keyboard. When is the Royal Rumble 2023? So just so you guys can see. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know when the Royal Rumble 2023 is scheduled to take place. The current days. So obviously, as you guys can see here, the AI is not always accurate, which is something I've noticed. I did ask it something about, like, what did I ask it? I asked it something like, well, when did WCW go out of business, but paraphrased it differently and it did not give me correct information. I don't know what I asked it, but point is, it's not always accurate. So as you can see here, it says, I don't know when the Royal Rumble 2023 is going to take place. So we got one over on AI, but all right, let's ask it something like, literally, I'm going to type what I did beforehand before I decided I'm going to make this video. So I'm going to say, write a storyline between The Rock and Roman Reigns. Watch what happens. All right, here's a possible storyline between The Rock and Roman Reigns. The Rock, a WWE legend and a Hollywood superstar. This is already different than the first time I did this. Returns to the WWE after a long absence. He is announced as the host of the upcoming WrestleMania and is set to make several appearances on WWE programming leading up to an event. Roman Reigns, the current WWE champion, one of the top stars in the company, takes issue with The Rock's return. He feels that The Rock is trying to steal the spotlight and take away from the current crop of wrestlers. Many people would say that's what is about to happen. Not me, but it's all good. Roman Reigns publicly challenges The Rock to a match at WrestleMania, saying he wants to prove that he's the true face of WWE. The Rock accepts the challenge. It's still going, but not without a few choice words of his own. He tells Roman Reigns he's never been afraid of a fight and that he's going to teach the young wrestler a lesson in respect. The build-up to the match is intense, with both wrestlers trading insults and physically confronting each other on multiple occasions. The Rock is determined to prove that he has still got what it takes to be a top wrestler, while Roman Reigns is equally determined to show that he is the future of WWE. I mean, this is like pretty somewhat accurate stuff. Future of the WWE, I mean, not really, but you guys see, like, this is still insane that I can just type all this out. The match itself is a classic, with both wrestlers putting on a show for the crowd. The Rock uses his experience and ring psychology to stay one step ahead of Roman Reigns, but the young wrestler is able to match him move for move. In the end, it's a hard-fought battle, but The Rock is able to pull off a victory. After the match, The Rock raises Roman Reigns' hand, a sign of respect, and the two wrestlers in a show of mutual respect. The crowd gives them a standing ovation, and they exit the ring, and the stage is set for a potential rematch in the future. So, two things here. One, that, like, see how crazy this thing is? Like, I just gave it, like, give me a storyline between The Rock and Roman Reigns, and it gave me a storyline. Number two is, I did this same exact question before I made this video, and it gave me something different. It was like The Rock returns wanting a WWE title match. Roman Reigns doesn't want to give it to him. Eventually they have a match, The Rock wins, and then they have another match at the next pay-per-view, and Roman Reigns wins the title back, and then Rock like retires. Like that, like, so it's crazy how it gave me two separate things. This shit is weird, dude. Let's ask it something else. Let's ask it, what if CM Punk never left WWE? If CM Punk never left the WWE, it's likely that he would have continued to be a prominent figure in the company. He had a strong following among fans and was considered one of the top wrestlers in the company at the time of his departure. He would likely continue to be a main event wrestler. He could have chose various championships. So they're not really giving me anything like set in stone here. They're just saying like, yeah, like kind of like a Overall, like, he would have been huge. He could have been an important part of the creative team, helping to develop storylines and characters for the rest. That's interesting how it said that. It's also possible that Punk's absence would have changed the course of other wrestlers' careers, as Punk's departure created opportunities for other wrestlers to step into the main event scene. Daniel Bryan, you could argue, was one of them. Overall, Punk's continued involvement in WWE would have likely had a significant impact on the company and the wrestling industry as a whole. This is... is anybody else kind of mind blown at this? Like, this AI stuff is freaking whack. All right, who is going to win? It's probably not going to give you an answer. Win the Royal Rumble match. I can't type this year. It's probably not going to give me an answer. I'm sorry, I'm not aware of who's going to win the Royal Rumble match this year, as my knowledge cut off. All right. Stop generating. What can we ask this thing? I gotta think of something good. Let's just see how accurate, like, a question is. Who is John Cena? Let's see what it says. John Cena is a professional wrestler, actor, and television host. He is currently signed to WWE and is considered one of the biggest stars in the company's history. Cena began his career in WWE in 2000 and quickly became known for his catchphrases, "You can't see me," and "Hustle, loyalty, respect" motto. He has won multiple championships throughout his career, including the WWE Championship 16 times. Cena has also appeared in a number of films and television shows and has hosted several reality competition shows. He is known for his philanthropic, I think I said that right, efforts and has been involved in various charitable organizations throughout his career. So incredible accuracy there. This is so weird. All right, let's do another storyline. Write a storyline between who? Let's see if it'll give you a storyline between WWE and AEW. Let's see what happens. Here's a possible storyline between WWE and AEW. The storyline begins with WWE and AEW, two of the biggest professional wrestling promotions in the world, engaging in a war of words. WWE claims that they are the true leader in the wrestling industry, while AEW claims they offer a fresh and innovative product that is a true alternative to WWE. Guys, just so you know, these fantasy booking videos that we're going to be doing, we may be stealing some information from these and, like, writing based off that. The ideas are just popping right now. This leads to a series of confrontations between wrestlers from both promotions. WWE's top stars such as Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre challenge AEW's top wrestlers such as Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho to one-on-one matches. As the tension between the two promotions grows, a match between the two promotions is announced for the upcoming pay-per-view event, Wrestling Showdown. The match will be a 10-man elimination tag team match, with the winning promotion earning the right to claim superiority in the wrestling industry. The build-up to this match is intense, with both promotions pulling out all the stops to promote the event. WWE uses its vast resources to promote the match, while AEW uses its social media savvy to generate buzz. The match itself is a classic, with both teams putting on a show for the crowd. The action is fast-paced and intense, with wrestlers from both promotions showing off their skills. In the end, the WWE team, of course, comes out victorious, but AEW refuses to back down. After the match, the WWE team celebrates their victory, but the AEW wrestlers vow to continue fighting for their spot in the wrestling industry. The stage is set for a potential rematch in the future as the rivalry between WWE and AEW continues to heat up. It's worth noting that WWE and AEW are separate companies, and there is no storyline or rivalry between them, and it's also the outcome of professional wrestling matches, including the matches, are determined by the WWE and AEW. All right, so, dude, they just wrote out a whole thing and said that Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre are going to face Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. Let me know in the comments. Should we do a WWE versus AEW fantasy booking video? I feel like we should eventually. Let's do between CM Punk and Kenny Omega. Let's see if it brings up any of the all-out backlash. Here is a possible storyline between CM Punk and Kenny Omega. The storyline begins with CM Punk, a former WWE superstar and one of the most powerful and respected wrestlers in the industry, making a surprise return to wrestling. He reveals that he has signed with AEW in the up-and-coming wrestling promotion that has been making waves in the industry. Basically, what had happened. Kenny Omega, the current AEW World Champion. This is like talking as if it's August 2021. One of the top stars in the company takes issue with Punk's return. He feels that Punk is trying to steal the spotlight and take away from the current crop of wrestlers. Kenny Omega publicly challenges Punk to a match at the upcoming AEW pay-per-view, saying that he wants to prove that he's the true leader of AEW. So almost kind of similar to the Roman Reigns and Rock thing from earlier. The build-up to the match is intense, both wrestlers trading insults. Punk is determined to prove that he's still got what it takes to be a top wrestler, but Kenny Omega is equally determined to show that he's the best wrestler in AEW. The match itself is an epic battle, with both wrestlers putting on a show for the crowd. Punk's experience and in-ring psychology gives him the upper hand early on, but Kenny Omega's high-flying moves and athleticism keep him in the match. In the end, it is a hard-fought battle, but Kenny Omega is able to pull off the victory. After the match, Kenny Omega raises Punk's hand as a sign of respect, and the two wrestlers embrace in a show of mutual respect. Will we see that one day? I don't know. The crowd gives them a standing ovation as they exit the ring. The stage is set. So basically, this they gave me like the same kind of setup for the Roman Reigns and Rock thing from earlier. All right, let's keep going. Let's do a few more. Write a storyline for CM Punk versus the... Let's see if it like gives CM Punk a tag team partner or something. Gives him like FTR. That'd be freaking crazy. Storyline begins with CM Punk. All right, is it going to be the same thing? Come on, give me some fresh AI. Come on, prove yourself here. See, we're, people may think we're living in the future, but we're a little too... It's AI is not there yet. Let's see. As he makes his comeback, he states to criticize the current state of wrestling, claiming that it needs more realism and less spot fest and flips, calling out Matt and Nick Jackson. The Young Bucks, a highly successful tag team and one of the top stars in AEW, who are known for their high-flying moves and athleticism, take issue with Punk's comments. They feel that Punk is trying to hold back the progression, or the progress, excuse me, of the wrestling industry and take away from the current crop of wrestlers. Also, kind of the same thing. Try to see if it says anything after the match. Punk acknowledges the Young Bucks. Oh, I was hoping it was gonna like give Punk like a tag team partner here. Just see what it says. Let's give it something like random. See if I can like throw off the storyline pace. Let's ask a question. What was the original main event for WrestleMania 18? Which obviously ended up being Triple H and Jericho and The Rock and Hogan. WrestleMania 18 was a match between Hulk Hogan and The Rock. Okay, so not correct. Because if it was, we were talking the original, it would have been Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, let's see if it says anything here. The match meant to make reviews, some praise and nostalgia and the energy of the crowd. La, 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 the match itself, but it's not the only. There was other matches such as Stone Cold versus. All right, so it's basically filling me in on the WrestleMania 18 card there. All right, write a storyline for. Let's see if I can just put like for WrestleMania 39 and see what happens. If it just like, as my knowledge cuts off, that's freaking stupid. All right, write a storyline for. Let's give it a tag team one for the Usos versus the Young Bucks. Let's see what it says. See if it's just like the same outlines, like the one-on-one stories, or we'll see. The story begins with the Usos, a highly successful tag team and longtime veterans of the WWE, becoming frustrated with the lack of competition in the tag team division. They call out the top teams in the industry, including the Young Bucks, a highly successful tag team and one of the top stars in AEW, claiming that they want to prove they're the best tag team in the world. The Young Bucks, who are known for their high-flying moves and athleticism, take issue with the Usos' comments and challenge them to a match at the upcoming pay-per-view event. They claim that they want to prove that they are the true leaders of the tag team division and that the Usos are just holding on to their past glory. The build-up to the match is intense. Basically the same thing there. After the match, the Usos acknowledge that it always ends up with, you know, the match at the pay-per-view and then respect afterwards. But yeah, I like that it acknowledged in this first thing, like the Usos, no competition. They call out Young Bucks from AEW. I gotta say, man, like, I know we're just messing around here, but to me, it's very interesting that we can give this AI thing, like, write a storyline, and even though it keeps kind of repeating itself, it's, like, legitimately giving me a storyline. And these are all repeating itself, but like I said earlier, that Rock vs. Roman Reigns one I did before I started filming was different from this. So, like, it is capable of giving me another option because I've seen it, but it just, for whatever reason, I keep just kind of getting the same outline there. But I think it's pretty interesting. I'm not like huge on this AI thing. I don't really think half of it's necessary, but I thought it'd be fun to play around with. Again, guys, let me know in the comments, like, what should we ask this thing to possibly try to, like, I don't know, like, not fix it or trick it, but like try to get it to like really dig out something juicy and like blow all of our minds. I got something. Rewrite the WWE versus WCW invasion storyline. see if it like does anything here, or if it just kind of pulls from the real thing. Here's a possible retelling of the WWE vs. WCW of Asia storyline. Storyline begins with the WWE, the dominant wrestling promotion in the industry, facing increased competition from WCW, a rival promotion that has been gaining popularity and success. The WWE, led by Vince McMahon, sees WCW as a serious threat to their business and decides to take action. McMahon begins to acquire the contracts of WCW's top wrestlers, including the likes of The Rock, okay, that's a little inaccurate, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Triple H. He also begins to air vignettes and promos featuring WCW top stars, promoting their upcoming debut in the WWE. The WCW, led by Eric Bischoff, is caught off guard by WWE's actions and is forced to respond. They begin to air their own vignettes and promos featuring WWE's top stars, promoting their upcoming debut in WCW. The tension between the two promotions reaches a boiling point as the WWE and WCW wrestlers begin to confront each other in the ring. The WWE wrestlers, determined to defend their home turf, challenge WCW wrestlers to a series of inter-promotional matches. The matches are highly anticipated and intense, with wrestlers from both promotions putting on a show for the crowd. The action is fast-paced and intense, with wrestlers from both promotions showing off their skills. In the end, WWE wrestlers come out victorious. AI, WWE fanboys are putting down WCW and AEW in this video. WCW shoots back down, and it basically almost goes into like the same thing as the AEW thing. After the final match, the WWE wrestlers celebrate their victory. The stage is set for a potential rematch in the future. It's worth noting that the fictional retelling of the real-life storyline took place in 2001, where WWE acquired WCW, is a fictional one created by WWE. I like how it throws in at the end, like, just so you know, it's fake. But, it kind of wrote something here. I mean, The Rock, Stone Cold, and Triple H being WCW top wrestlers, inaccurate, but, like, it tried. It's pretty cool. I'm not gonna say like it's definitely it's a good tool. It could also be a bad tool, but just talk about like it's a good tool. Like I could easily see myself maybe pulling from this thing every now and then to like get an idea for like a fantasy booking video or something like that. And even though I like doing that completely on my own, not looking like online or seeing what everybody else is doing, but like, you know, we could always like do this in the future, and I'll let you guys know in advance, like, yo, we asked AI to write this and then I added on to do this. I don't know, we'll see in the future, but I think it's pretty interesting. It's like, obviously it's a little bit inaccurate, it's a little bit repetitive, but like it's still pretty fun. So I mean, we could definitely keep playing around with it if you guys want me to. Let's give it one more. What if Roman Reigns... Now, let's do somebody different. What if AJ Styles, if we can type, went to AEW? Let's see if it, like, gives them a rivalry or something. If AJ Styles went to AEW, it's likely that he would have continued to be a prominent figure. All right, so is this just basically kind of telling me what the CM Punk did, or CM Punk question asked earlier? He could have had a chance to hold the AEW World Championship. He also could have been an important part of the creative team. All right, so basically repeating the same thing. What if Triple H went to WCW? Enter. If Triple H went to WCW, it's likely that his career would have been taken in a different trajectory. At the time, Triple H was a rising star in the WWE and had already begun to establish himself as a top wrestler. If he had gone to WCW, he would have likely been a major player in the company's main event scene and would have likely been involved in high-profile matches and storylines. So it's kind of just giving us like the overall here. Nothing like certain, but I mean, still interesting. However, it's worth noting that WCW was in its final days, and it's hard to predict what would have happened if he went there. By the time he made his main event push in WWE, WCW was already struggling and was purchased by the Vince McMahon's WWE soon after. Additionally, Triple H's absence in WWE would have likely changed the course of other wrestlers' careers. And kind of the same thing that we've said. All right, we'll end it there. But guys, I mean, I think it's pretty interesting, like we've talked about. If you guys want to see me do this again, let me know in the comments. Let me know what you guys want me to ask it to, again, like, see if we can, like, trick it or get a different answer. I think if we definitely keep asking it, like, storyline-based questions, we'll get something different eventually, because I had it give me something different before we started filming. But maybe we just have to, like, give it the right, you know, I don't know, source material, or like ask it the right question. I don't know, we'll see in the future, but let me know down below in the comments if you guys want to see me do this again. Anyways guys, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and every Noah Nation Wrestling video is available in audio as well on Apple, Google, and Spotify, so you guys can go check it out if you want to listen instead of watch the videos. But thank you guys so much for checking out this video. More content to come, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.